Hey y'all, this is Sarah Tiana.
And this is John Reed.
And just so y'all know, y'all are listening to the Fried Podcast, but John and I recorded a lot of these episodes
out of order.
Yeah.
We didn't know when what was going to happen.
We didn't know what we thought there was going to be a nuclear war, and
yeah,
I guess that we were wrong about that.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because none of these are dated in any way. It's all, they're all evergreen.
They're all fun, so
they'll
it doesn't matter
forever.
What order, so, but don't send us a bunch of tweets. They're like, hey,
yeah,
this already happened.
But you just enjoy it. How about that?
How about that?
And thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Yeah, turn the radio up.
Yeah,
it's us again.
It's us.
It's welcome to Fried.
Yeah,
with the lovely Sarah Tiana
and John Reed.
We're back again.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody in the club having a good time on a Friday. No, I was going to ask this question. Should I do that? The two Southern comedians in Southern California intro again, or just leave it? Remember, on the last podcast, I said I should ask first before just jumping into it. So now I'm asking.
But then
I should probably ask off air.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You should ask off air.
All right, then we're not going to do
that. No,
I think they know by now. All right, we'll just leave it for this time. Next time, who knows? It's going to be 50-50. It'll be like five thumbs. You don't know which direction these thumbs are going. Anyway, it's good to see you again, Sarah.
It's good to see you.
I love
you.
Making you laugh.
It
makes me feel really
face,
good.
Is my face really red right
no,
now?
No, it's just...
I feel really warm.
Yeah.
And you're...
maybe there should be a video. Sarah's very good at, we found out last podcast, she's very good at face reading.
Oh, face reading, yeah.
Because I asked this question about goat butter. And
it's a lot like truffle butter. Did you know that? I'm just kidding.
I've not had truffle butter.
I
no,
hope
I've
not.
Had truffle butter. That's a mushroom stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
truffles.
But it's also like a slang term for.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, don't look that one up, Mom. Stay off the internets, both of them.
Yep. Stay off the Googles.
Yeah, don't you go Googling now.
Oh, man.
Well, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you,
I like
too.
Your Dolly Parton t-shirt.
Oh, thank you very much. I did see her in concert last year.
Did you?
That was on my bucket list.
Where?
At the Bowl, Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Man, she did 2 hours, no opener. Just
wow.
There was like an intermission, and she was awesome.
Yeah, do you have good seats?
Because
she's a tiny
like
person. You got to get up close.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, my manager bought tickets for me, yeah.
Nice.
And they were like right in the middle, so yeah. But yeah, she's little.
Yeah.
And she's so, I mean, it was probably it was one of my favorite concerts and comedy shows I've ever been to.
Oh, she
so
got jokes?
Funny.
Yeah?
Oh, you kidding?
I know she does, but
jokes
I haven't
for
seen them.
Days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
she's always funny on late night appearances and stuff.
My favorite Dolly Parton jokes of all time, she says, somebody asked her why her boobs were so big, but her waist was so small, and her feet were so tiny. And she said, oh, honey, things can't grow in the shade. Wow, it took
That's
you
a good
at
joke.
Least two. You laughed, and then you got
I laughed.
It.
I got a double laugh. Yeah, I was laughing at your impression of her first.
Oh, okay.
And then the joke got me. Yeah. Double laugh.
Oh, a double laugh.
Double laugh.
Double L. That's also her bra size.
That's right. My mom kind of looks like Dolly Parton.
No.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture of her later.
Picture.
But she had... that's twice. Am I saying it wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, you're saying it right.
Picture.
Yeah, you're saying picture.
Okay, yeah.
Picture.
Okay.
Well, no, well, you're saying picture, but I always...
I'm not hitting the T.
I like it when people say picture.
As opposed to...
Picture.
I can't hear a difference.
You can't hear the difference?
No.
Between pitcher and picture.
Oh, now that
pitcher,
time I did.
A pitcher is something on the mound in
no,
a
I know
game.
How there's two different things. One holds liquid and one is in a frame. There's a pitcher of tea.
Right.
And then there's a pitcher on a wall.
Right.
They sound exactly the same to me. You
well,
hitting that tea and pitcher, aren't you? Picture. No, picture.
I'm hitting the C in picture.
Picture, as opposed. Well, there's a C.
You're
in both
not
of them.
Putting a C in it. There's not a C in.
Yeah, there is.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a C in there.
Pitch.
Yeah.
But there's a in picture.
Oh,
there's
wait.
A P-I-C.
Now we got three pitchers.
T-U-R-E.
We got a guy on a baseball team.
Right. That's what I was saying.
We got a thing in a frame. We have a thing that holds liquid.
Right.
And are they all spelled this? I know no. Picture is P-I-C-T-U-R-E.
Yeah, because I just spelled it for you.
How dare you? But to me, they pronounce the same.
Now, how do you spell the pitcher like on the mound?
Is this a quiz? Oh, boy. Here we go. P-I-C. So far, so good?
No.
Okay. What?
No. The pitcher on the mound.
Yeah, P. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I.
Uh-huh.
C.
No. That's what you did last time.
P-I-T.
Yeah.
C-H-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Pitcher.
Yes.
All right. See, in my brain that whole time we were doing this, a baseball player was not even in the equation.
Oh, see,
it
I
was
wasn't
a liquid.
Even...
It was a thing that holds liquid and a
oh,
thing in a
yeah,
frame.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A pitcher.
Aaron, can we get a non-Southerner's point of view on this? Well, I'm assuming you're not from the South.
I am from the South of California.
Southern California. There is a North and South.
Yes.
What? How do you say these well, words?
Yeah.
Pitcher and picture.
So you're hitting that picture, C yeah. in one and the T in the other. Mm. Pitcher. Picture.
Picture.
Now, what about a thing that holds liquid?
Pitcher.
Now,
that's three different ways.
Now, do you spell that one the same as the one yeah. on the mound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wait, is there such a thing as this word I'm about to spell? P-I-C-H. E-R?
No.
Pronounce it, though.
Pitcher.
What is it? Huh?
Pitcher.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you a well-read redneck?
You would think, man.
And you don't, but you ain't a well-spelt.
Well, I'm not a well-spelled neck. I'm not a spell neck. I'm not a spell check. Spell check neck. You know what I'm saying.
Spell check neck.
I'm not a spell check neck.
That is a great t-shirt.
Oh, spell check neck. Yep.
That's gonna be a new. That's gonna be a new segment on our show. Spell check.
Wow.
Net. I just came up with a new
segment. I like
segment.
It. We got new t-shirts, new segments.
Oh man,
you
we are
rocking
on a
it
roll.
Today. Woo! I need yeah. some caffeine,
now,
extra caffeinated
is
sun
there
drop.
A difference between on a roll and is on a roll also what you get on in school if you
well,
get straight A's?
There's two different versions of that as well. There's H O N O R.
Ooh, good job.
R. O L L,
mm-hmm.
or there's O N space A space R O L L. I almost put R O L E in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's like a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a new T-shirt for you. On a
and
role
then what
model.
About dinner roll? How do you spell that?
Oh, well, you lost me at dinner. Is there one N or two N's in that one? D-I-N-N-E-R.
Uh-huh.
Okay. R-O-L-L?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Now, do you prefer a biscuit over a roll or a roll over a biscuit?
Oh, no, a biscuit. Well, it yeah. depends. I guess
depends
it depends.
Where,
most time it's going to be a biscuit.
Let's just go flavor-wise.
Yeah.
Flavor-wise, it's biscuit.
But now, if I'm going to have like a sandwich.
Yes.
A sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I usually like one of them King's Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, those are good.
Because they're like sweet rolls.
Yes,
those
yes.
are different.
Those are good and different, but yeah.
Now, how about, how do you pronounce this word? Because my dad pronounces it different.
Okay.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
It's pizza with a T.
Okay.
Pizza.
And what about this word?
It's not pizza.
What about this word? P-E-A-C-H-E-S.
Peach. Oh, peaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, not my dad puts an N in it.
Well, how? Where?
He just pronounces it pizza and pinches.
Oh, pinches and pinch. No, nope, never heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know where he gets that from.
That's his own thing.
Yeah, I think it's like because you know we moved to Georgia when I was five, and my sister like made up words because she was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And like, and it was like I talked about last time. Like, I used to fail spelling tests and stuff because
you're not a spell check.
The way my parents talked at home and the way my teachers talked at school was so different.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was two, and she got real confused, and she would make up words like Cowafushin, which was Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
I was like her translator.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But So I don't know. I feel like my dad got a little bit of that too, where he just.
Well, I remember because my parents made fun of me later in life, because I was too young to remember this. But like one word I could not get down was elephant.
Okay.
Like it would say, I can't even say it wrong now. Elephant. I'd say effalent. And then for whatever, that was the funniest thing to them. And so for effalent. Years, they go like, what is that, John?
Effalent.
I go, it's an elephant.
Aren't effalent people, like people who make a lot of money? They're
affluent. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Affluent.
That's excellent.
So you're getting ready. We're spending so much time together. Now you can translate for me.
I know. This is getting good.
I know. We would have been friends in high school.
Yeah.
And that leads me to my personal question.
Ooh, good.
I was going. Well, first I wanted to know what you were like in high school. And by the way, my way of asking you that was, what was your? Did you win any senior superlatives?
I did.
What? Okay. Wait. Hold on.
You already know.
Let me guess.
You already know.
Let me guess. I know it's not best dressed.
How dare you? You don't have to think out loud.
Most likely to succeed.
Nope, it wasn't that one.
I knew that.
That's obvious.
Was it class clown?
It was class clown.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad got it when he was a senior, but they called it something different back then. They called it...
Most rambunctious.
Wittiest.
No.
They called it wittiest.
Wait,
which
not...
Which has a better...
Wait, class clown they called wittiest?
Yeah, they didn't say class clown in the 60s. Maybe, well, in this one high school yearbook they didn't. It was just most wittiest, or, yeah. Is that even saying
yeah.
that? Most wittiest?
That's You're the wittiest.
Yeah.
You're the wittiest.
I'd rather be called witty than a clown.
Yeah.
You know?
That is for sure. Like,
yeah.
Well, I say I did not win class clown.
My brother got it after me, the year after me. So there's
wow,
three generation, not
clowns running your family.
It's true.
You come from a whole family of clowns.
But my brother,
when y'all got out, you call your car the clown car.
Yes, it's never empty. We pull up and we're like, they're gonna be here an hour getting out of this thing.
Yeah, the only thing that's empty is the gas tank.
Yeah, and the brains.
It's on the blocks.
But yeah, what about you? Did not win a senior superlative. Were
I
you
did.
In the running for something?
I won two senior superlatives, but I did not
fancy.
Win class clown.
No, who so won that one? Do you know who it was? Do you remember the person, and do you feel robbed?
Think. I don't remember.
Were you even funny back then?
I don't remember who won class clown. I think my friend Kelly Hensley. He's a guy, so I think he won, and maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So what did you? Let's get to yours.
I said, "Well, have you guess? I guessed yours."
Well, you know, okay.
It's not been mentioned yet. It's not been mentioned yet.
Okay.
That gives you a clue.
I don't even know a lot of them. Best personality.
No.
Oh.
I don't think we had one of them.
I think different high schools have different ones.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we've already said most likely to succeed. We've said class clown. We've said best dressed. And we've said best personality. Best athlete?
Your guessing face?
Best smile.
No. I'll tell you.
I'm going to get them. I'm out.
Biggest brown noser.
They just made that one up. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And
biggest brown noser. Wow. I can't wait to hear why.
Oh, because I look Latina. No, I'm just kidding.
Because you love truffle butter.
Yeah. you know me. I'm just like nice to everybody, so I was also nice to my teachers.
Yeah, I remember
and
you
so,
telling me that. Like you were just too honest. Like
yeah.
someone would say, like, "Well, where's this thing?" And you would just tell on that person.
I was always very truthful, but yeah. I also like school and I like my teachers and
yeah.
I'm like, you know. So yeah, I got
biggest brown noser,
but also the quarterback of the football team. He got that too, so I didn't feel like it was like a terrible.
It's good company
thing.
To be in.
Yeah, and then I got most artistic.
Artistic.
Yes,
I didn't know
because I was in like theater.
You can't even tell you have that. Is it like slightly?
I'm on the spectrum.
How many toothpicks are on the ground right now? Oh, artistic.
Oh, artistic.
Artistic.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know this about you. Do you do a lot of painting?
I
or
did.
Or is it sculptures?
Yep. You know me. I'm just a wizard with
clay
my
work.
Hands. Yeah. Just give me that. Give me some Play-Doh and you'll be like, wow, are you
wow,
sure that's
that.
Play-Doh? I can't even tell.
But was it drawing?
I did. Yeah, because I was in plays and then I also was in art class and I did a lot of work with colored pencils.
Okay.
That was just my senior year, though. But
yeah,
it was a.
Do you have any of that artwork at your parents' house, or mm-hmm. do you have any of it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably behind one of my sister's art stuffs. No, I think one of my—I don't know if my parents actually have one that I. Yeah, they do, because I did a drawing of my sister.
Yeah.
And so they have that one up. You know, it says favorite daughter above it, I'm sure.
Put that up. Well, you should tweet that one out to the fans. They're going to want to see that.
I have that one. And then, yeah, I did some pictures of different guide dogs for my aunt. And then I did a picture of
What about
of my...
female dogs? Was it all guide dogs?
Guide.
Oh, you can hit that D. Guide dogs.
Dogs. Dogs with a G.
It's just all dude dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
My aunt raises guide dogs for the blind
nice.
Up in Northern California.
And
so.
Then she just took some pictures and drew, was it pencils? You said pencils?
Yeah, so mostly? You would draw it out and then I would color it in and like make it. So it looks like a painting, but it's actually colored pencil.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I did art class my senior year as well, but I was nowhere near as good as that. But I did a pointillism of Lawrence Taylor, this linebacker.
Yeah,
LT, the original LT.
The original LT.
Yeah. But like and my art teacher, this guy named Randy Bell, lives in my neighborhood. And, you know, he's like proud that, you know, I taught John Reed pointillism, you know, after all this stuff. So he asked me to go one day at a Panthers game. He's like, hey, can you come speak to my art class? I'd love to hear your story and just, you know, show off some of your artwork. Like, he still has. He still had my Lawrence Taylor pointillism. Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done.
I know, I've seen your specials. So.
But kidding. He's like, I still have it. And so I went and I said, oh, yeah, I'll come talk to your class. And then like the next time I called him up, he's like, well, how about all the seniors? I'm like, okay. Of the whole school.
Oh.
So it turned into an event that had to go speak in front of the whole school.
About art?
Just my story.
Oh.
It was right after I won last Comic Standing. So,
oh,
and they wanted
okay.
to hear all that stuff.
Well,
it was
yeah.
interesting.
That makes
it was
sense.
Weird, but.
That was like this big peak time. You were on Rodney Carrington's show.
Yeah,
you were
I was
the
on
handy
Rodney,
guy, and you won last Comic all within like.
Yeah, within
a
like
couple
four
years.
Or 5 years
yeah.
of each other. Yeah, so that's why he wanted me to speak to the whole school. I thought. I got to do 15 minutes on Lawrence Taylor pointillism? I don't have that ready. I'm so nervous.
You're like, I barely have 15 minutes of stand-up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
You can't pick topics on that. So I do want to see some of that artwork one of these days, though.
Okay, yes. I will put it up and send it to you, and then I'll put it up on the Twitters we get it all started.
I like it.
Once we get that started. So.
Nice.
Now, I think we should move on.
Should we do a new segment?
We're going to do a new segment.
Okay.
Is this...
There's a couple we could choose from. We can do... There's redneck stuff everywhere.
That's what I want to do.
All right.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's called Ever.
Redneck stuff everywhere.
There's redneck stuff... Rednecks everywhere.
Yeah.
Or redneck stuff
and,
everywhere.
And basically, I guess the point of this segment is to sort of try and prove that there ain't just redneck stuff going on in the South.
Yeah, because we always get labeled as rednecks, but...
Yeah.
There's rednecks everywhere.
Yeah.
Because John and I have been all over the world. We're mm-hmm. well-traveled rednecks as
that's
well.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely stuff that I've seen, like, in my travels and
mm-hmm.
Just in my readings.
It's true. There's rednecks everywhere, and they just have different accents. We
mm-hmm.
happen to sound this way
because yep.
we're from a region of America that has this sound.
Yes.
And
we get labeled that,
yeah.
but there are
yeah.
rednecks everywhere.
Well,
so.
Here's one. Here's a little redneck stuff everywhere that okay. happened. It's in Seattle.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you know that there's redneck stuff going on in Seattle?
In Seattle.
Can you believe it? One of the most...
hipster,
progressive, forward-thinking,
yeah. Well, you got to think that, like,
very techno, not techno, but technology-driven cities, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Microsoft,
yeah.
Bill Gates lives there.
Sure.
That's where Starbucks was invented and founded.
That's right.
And also weed is legal.
Yeah.
Which
they
is,
got a lot going on.
Well, honestly, like, if you think about it, farming, you know, hipsters are, like, big into farming.
Yeah. Yeah, they,
so
but
they're new, the, you know.
Organic.
Yeah, plus they try to dress like us. But we know that stuff
that's
is real.
True, by
we
the
know
way.
That it's brand new. We can see the tags on your crap.
Yeah.
I've
been wanting to talk about this for a long time.
About hipsters trying to steal our
Well, there's that version, yes.
Yeah.
And there is, okay.
Oh, yeah, and then they start listening to Johnny Cash, and I'm like, did you grow up listening to that?
We're not doing it ironically. We're not doing it sarcastically.
Yeah.
You're kind of making fun of us a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, there's this, you know, hipsters will go to thrift stores and buy old clothes.
Right.
And then wear them in to be, like, old school or, you know, whatever. But that's kind of like, I kind of feel like it's robbing the actual poor people who need these breaks and prices on clothing of one chance of being cool by accident.
It's like accident.
You're going in there. These guys
this
have nothing.
Like a
they're
John
living
Reed
on
rant.
The they're living on the streets, and they go in there. They can buy 5 shirts for $1, but you've already bought the cool ones because
right. Oh, but you know what else happens is that those there are like secondhand stores that are real fancy, like
that Melrose Avenue is tons of them.
Yes, that play to these hipster type people.
Yeah.
And they'll go to like places like Goodwill and Salvation Army and pick through.
Yes.
And get
and
all the
more.
And then charge a ton more at their
that
store.
One, yeah. That one I go like, haha, you're an idiot for buying that.
Yeah.
But at least they're not charging more for it.
They also will buy like name brand stuff and then charge more, you know, which is always just
well, remind me later go on another rant. That was fun. That was my 10-second rant.
There you go.
All right. Well, here's something happening in Seattle.
Okay.
I'm just going to read the title and then I'm going to read some of that story. Here we
Great.
Go. And this requires me reading, so bear
I
with
might
me.
Stop you and comment
okay.
ask a question.
I appreciate it. Seattle is great for summer swims, but is our poop swimming with us?
Uh-oh.
Poop. Yeah. Here we go.
Is our poop swimming with us? Like
this is just for Seattle people. So is their poop swimming with them in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
That was the question. That is the okay. 235 million gallons of Seattle poop water, or more politely, wastewater, pewed into Puget Sound. It's got puke. It's got the word pew in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The catastrophic spill occurred after 2 of the 4 pumps at the West Point treatment plant in Discovery Park failed at the absolute worst time, just as wastewater coming in had reached a maximum capacity due to flooding from steady rains.
Oh, I thought you were going to say absolute worst time, like Super Bowl Sunday. You know, like.
Oh, that would be the worst time. Everyone's going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, wait. When's the worst time when? Oh, yeah. There's like, or
Super
when
Bowl.
There's like a triathlon.
Or Thanksgiving.
Or when, but they're swimming, right? That's when they failed. So it's like if it's during a swim competition, you know, like a triathlon.
Right, right. For the swimmers.
Yeah, that's a real bad time for the swimmers.
Well, a double whammy would be something like that for the swimmers, and then something like Thanksgiving.
Right.
Is when it happens on.
Right.
Oh, that would be like the perfect storm of Puget Sound.
The Thanksgiving triathlon.
That's right.
In Puget.
Let's say for 3 days, the brown stuff. Mostly stormwater.
Is the brown stuff the same as the purple stuff?
I think it's the same. It's just not the color.
It's definitely not the one you want to pick. You want to pick Sunny D.
That's right.
Right.
It says it gushed into the waters, closing surrounding beaches and emitting an unholy odor that took parkgoers by surprise.
Well, so, I mean, I've been around all them. Like,
tell me that ain't something that if it happened
hipsters,
in the South,
definitely.
Everyone would make fun of that. Like, of course. Of course that happened in Florida.
Well, nobody noticed the difference in the smell.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say about us.
That's exactly
but
right.
But I've been around them hipsters up in, like, Cal Berkeley and Seattle, and, like, I bet nobody noticed the smell either.
Right, right. It's a good mix of number two with patchouli.
Yeah, patchouli does smell like number two.
Yeah, I don't get
patchouli number two should be the name of a cologne.
Patchouli.
Patchouli.
Should I put a little notebook on?
Okay. Go ahead.
But why does poop get into the water in the first place? There is waste from geese, pets, and occasionally little kids, of course, but the biggest contributor is the result of combined sewer overflows. Seattle's sewer system is a relic of an outdated early 20th century design that carried human sewage, horse sewage, and storm water through the same single pipe straight into the Sound.
Horse sewage?
Horse. Yeah, and that's how old this system is. I mean, it's been around for a long time, so they haven't had a chance to update it. But now maybe since all this
there's no way it's been around longer than any of our sewage systems.
I don't know, yeah.
Did you have
Why is ours better?
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, because
we have our own septic tanks.
Because we know how to have plumbers. We have people who know how to fix that
That's
stuff right.
right
before it gets out of hand.
Oh, yeah, they're on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on top of it.
They might not pull their pants all the way up, but they can fix the problem.
Did you have one of them tanks? What are those?
Septic tanks.
A septic tank at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Was it above the ground?
Nope. It was in the ground.
Yeah. Ours got put in the ground later.
Uh-huh.
But...
And I remember one time something happened and you could smell. Like,
oh, yeah.
Someone's septic tank needs fixing and
you
had to get a backhoe out there.
You could always tell where the septic tank is because that's where the grass is like super green.
Yeah, it's like, what are you guys doing over here?
Yeah.
It's working.
It's very good.
It's poop. Yeah.
A little secret.
Yeah.
Poop. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's very redneck thing to happen to.
That's something that on this podcast we're going to try and prove a little bit.
Disprove that redneck stuff only happens in Florida or the South
right,
or wherever it is.
Exactly.
Not that we ever want to.
I mean, it does happen.
Defend Florida.
And it does happen everywhere.
It definitely happens.
Not just in the South.
Okay.
You got one?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Where was yours from in case we need to cite the...
Oh, this was in, thank you, Seattle Weekly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is from the York Daily Record.
Oh, and this is Pennsylvania
or
new?
This is in Pennsylvania.
Oh!
This is in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
A Pennsylvania father has been sentenced to a maximum of 4 years in state prison after his 13-year-old daughter was hospitalized for drinking 17 shots of vodka.
Oh. That he supplied? We'll get there.
I'm not going to be doing a story where they're just like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Charles Younger had previously pleaded guilty to child endangerment. 39-year-old was sentenced Monday. The girl's mother also pleaded guilty. She's sentenced to 23 months. Police say the parents provided their daughter and another 15-year-old girl with liquor for the child's 13th birthday.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Police were called to the home after the 13-year-old vomited and passed out.
How many shots did you say?
Police say Younger and Edwards had fled the scene.
They took off.
During a court hearing, Younger said his kids mean everything to him.
Parents of the year.
I mean, they mean everything to me.
That's why we give them 7 shots.
That's why,
Not just one.
Yeah.
We're going to make it to 13, but she passed out.
Unbelievable.
It's for her birthday.
Yeah.
One for every year she's been alive.
I mean, she just needs to grow up.
Yeah, get
just
a pair.
Just trying to bring... Well, no, so that was 17 shots. So that was way past.
17? Oh, I thought y'all... I heard... Oh, wow.
17 shots of vodka.
I couldn't do 17 shots at any point in my life.
I can't even do I can do a shot probably, but when... But that's just not something that happens when you get older. You're just like, shots.
No.
You
get mad when people... I get mad now.
I'm so mad when people offer to send you...
Fine, what is this?
Yeah. Oh, people will offer to send them, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
It used to happen before, and now I'll just tell the club, like, no, charge them for it, and then just bring me, like, some water with a splash of Coke in it or whatever looks like Jack Daniels or whatever. And then I'll just...
17
do my
shots.
Best acting because I don't want the server to lose out just because I'm like I'm too much of a baby to do it
right but. Yeah I get peer pressured though like I don't
know.
Like them but I still end up doing it in my brain I go back to
it's
high school
always, and now it's fireball like everybody wants to do fireball everybody fireball
why do people like that
fireball
I can't do spicy fireball I tell people I'm a ginger I got 2 fireballs in my pants.
But that's why people say it. And like, no one's ever like, would you like a fireball shot? Like, you want a shot of fireball?
Would you like a fireball?
Yeah.
What is that?
Fireball.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. 2 of them.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I don't like them. I mean, it's that spicy. Anything that burns my esophagus, I'm not a fan of. I also don't drink antifreeze.
You don't. You don't like your esophagus burning?
No. I have acid reflux with just milk.
With milk.
Goat or cow.
Man.
But that's crazy.
Right, so
17 shots. Did she she was hospitalized?
Yeah, she's okay.
But
the parents were sentenced to prison.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, the mom was sentenced to jail, and then the dad was sentenced to prison.
Wow.
But they endangered the life. Because that's 2 kids that are, one was 15 and one was 13.
Wow.
The 15-year-old was the daughter's friend. See, she had an older friend.
Dang.
That shouldn't be allowed either.
Have you ever, well.
I was not friends with people who were that, like, they didn't come out, you know.
What's the first time you got drunk, though? Do you remember that story?
We
got time for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
And
what was the liquor or beer? What was it?
Oh, like schnapps or something. It was like wine coolers.
Yeah.
Yeah, peach wine coolers, Bartles and James.
Yeah. Remember?
Or Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
I actually grew up on Boone's Ford Road.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but Boone's Farm was my first.
So it was right there.
I think that was like at the very end of high school.
And were you like, what was the situation? Were you at a party? Was it like
somebody... I was with some friends of mine from the Nike outlet where I worked.
Right.
I was 18.
18, okay.
Yeah. And we just went out after work one night.
Yeah.
My friend, it's people I worked with, so a bunch of them were 21.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just flowing around, and you said, sure, I'll drink this. And then...
Yeah, and after then I never tried it because I just was, I was into Just Say No.
Right.
And, like, I was into
Nancy
all of
Reagan.
Those. Yeah, yeah. I was not into alcohol or drugs at all.
Yeah. That stuff's dangerous, too, because it doesn't even taste alcoholic, those wine coolers, which is why, mm-hmm. you know, at that age, girls love that stuff. Even the guys. Everybody loved. Bartles and James was more of like this is two old rednecks on a porch that did the commercials for
them. Yeah.
Bartles and James commercials. But,
what about you?
My first one was malt liquor.
Malt liquor?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like a big 40-ounce. Yeah.
And?
Me and my buddy Andrew Killian, we were going to, I forgot how we got this stuff. We bought like we got our hands on a 6-pack of the Tall Boy 40-ounce malt liquor. I want to say it was
old
Schlitz malt liquor.
Schlitz,
yeah. The bull, you know. And we just, we were pounding these things. And
were you drinking them too?
Yes. Before and after. And during. we were supposed to get up the next morning and go skiing. We were going to go on a ski trip.
Skiing?
Yeah, snow skiing. And that did not happen. Because we passed out in his den and there were no windows down there. So there was no daylight coming in. And we slept till about 3 p.m. We got up thinking, like, let's go skiing. We're like,
wow.
Too late. Day gone.
Yeah, snow's melted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's malt liquor. And I've not had malt liquor in a long time. I'm not even sure what the big difference is.
It's
just more
I've
alcoholic,
ever
right?
Is malt liquor what those 40s are? Isn't that beer?
Yeah, it's beer.
But if they call it liquor.
But they call it malt, yeah.
That's what I'm...
Aaron, do you know why? Is this something that you know? The difference between, like, just a high, you know, alcoholic beer versus malt liquor?
Yeah, it's something in the process. I've looked it up, but I can't recall.
Well, that is, like, isn't
well, all
beer is malt, has malt in it, right?
Yes. And all
and
beer is made from this. It turns into a liquor almost first, and then it has to go through another process to make beer.
Oh, you got to add hops, maybe.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
And wheat.
Yeah, you
and
ever
Budweiser.
Do... right. You ever do like moonshine?
No.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I have tasted it before, but I don't do it, if that's what you're...
You don't pound it?
It's not like a regular
thing
for me.
I can't. I don't... I mean, it's really not good.
Well,
you know?
It is. It's grain alcohol.
I feel like as a Southerner, I'm being bad for saying this.
I know, you feel...
But I feel, you know, I have to tell the truth.
But it tastes like rubbing alcohol.
It's not good.
It's grain alcohol.
Yeah.
You ever seen, like, people who...
You can make good kind. I'm just saying the kind without any kind of, like, flavoring in it is not... I mean, that's just like...
But you've seen, like, those people, like, I don't know if you ever saw, like, it was, like, people who have just, like... They're like OCD, like what are those things called? Compulsions.
Oh.
And there was a show called Obsessed.
Yes.
It was on, and it was just about, like, there was one guy that had to, like, if he saw an El Camino, he would, like, run away and,
oh,
like,
really?
Hide. Like, he was, like, terrified of El Caminos.
That's an interesting one.
And he would have to, like, he never left his house because he would have to do this, like, rubbing thing on his arms.
Wow.
Whenever he saw an El Camino, he'd have to, like, somebody told him once when he was little that it would, they were bad luck and he better rub the bad luck off. And then he would like obsessively like rub his arms up and down. Like he, it just looked like he was like taking sleeves off of his arms. That's how he would rub them. And yeah, so anyway, there was one where like this guy was like sober, but like couldn't, like didn't really like alcohol. And he would drink like hand sanitizer and rubbing alcohol and stuff like that. And like that.
That's a problem.
That is, yeah, but that is like, to me, that's what moonshine always reminded me of. It's like, I've never drank hand sanitizer, but that's what I imagine it tastes like.
They should make a hand sanitizer out of moonshine.
Moonshine sanitizer?
Yeah.
I think you could just pour
moonshine. We can brand that. Maybe we'll come up with that.
Yeah. moon tonight.
Well, I have the moontini already.
Moontini.
So now we're going to make some hand sanitizer.
Yeah, manitizer. We need man sanitizer.
We'll come up with a good name.
So that would be good. It's moonshine sanitizer.
Yeah, manitizer.
Yeah.
Yeah? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to do another segment?
Yeah, let's do this segment.
I like that we have segments.
I like our segments. So I think this is this hometown news?
That's right. You have a hometown news.
I have a hometown news.
Let's do that.
And this is from the Calhoun Times.
Now, that's your hometown, isn't it?
Yes. Now, I printed out two, so I can read the other one next time, but I'm going to let you decide. It's it's not dealer's choice. It's a...
Dealer's choice. No, I'm not the dealer.
Right. I'm the dealer.
Oh,
so...
the player's choice?
Sure.
I'm not a player, but I tell jokes a lot.
Ladies' choice.
Ladies.
I have no idea.
Ladies' choice.
Okay. How do you want to hear?
Okay. I like this.
Weekend chase on Georgia 53 ends in apprehension of Tennessee fugitive.
Okay.
Or Dalton Wholesale Floors named top 50 flooring retailer by Floor Covering Weekly.
Wow. How many?
That might say it all in the title.
How many floor? I mean, the word floor, how many times is it in that title? It's like, I think I heard three floors.
Three floors. It's floors, flooring, and floor. Like, there, it seems like,
this guy loves floors.
Dalton Wholesale Floors, named top 50 flooring retailer by Floor Covering Weekly.
There's a Floor Covering Weekly.
It seems
right
like
there
an
in the title.
Onion.
I love, we learned right there in the title that there is a weekly called Floor Covering.
Weekly. Like, not yearly.
Right.
Weekly.
Yeah. There's enough stuff going on in floor business.
Yeah.
That
I'm floored. Once a week. That there is a floor covering weekly.
Yeah, that's good.
That.
Well, let's go with that one since we're talking about
I mean, I mean,
do you feel like it's all been revealed?
I didn't even read it. I just saw the headline and busted out laughing. I was like, I'm going to print this out.
All right, let's get into it a little bit.
So this is written by Tyler Sarrett, staff writer of the CalhounTimes.com. The productivity and successes of Dalton Wholesale Floors were recently acknowledged by Floor Covering Weekly, who ranked the company in their top 50 flooring retailers list.
Oh, top 50. We don't know where.
I'd like to know who else made this list.
Who came in 51st?
Dalton Wholesale Floors officially landed at number 44.
Oh, there it is.
That's pretty low.
Oh, they shouldn't be bragging on 44. Although it does rhyme with floor, so that's fun to say. We came in 44 in the floor business. Florty Floor. Florty Floors. That's the name of their company. The Florty Floors.
The Florty Floors. Out of all the floors, we were the Florty Floors.
You can find us on the Florty Floors floor.
We're on page Florty Floor. Which are based on total sales from 2016 and include some of the most profitable flooring retailers from all parts of the country. The company earned the spot in rankings by posting $35 million in sales.
Ooh,
That ain't nothing to throw on the floor.
Take them up to the penthouse. That
which
level.
You need a new floor for.
Yeah, by the way.
Floor for. Ugh, that's hard to say. This is like a riddle. Being ranked by one of the industry's top publications serves as an evidence of the growth the company has experienced in recent years. FCW, that's the Floor Covering Weekly.
Okay.
That's the abbreviation. No, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I obviously knew that.
I said FCW, and you were like, oh, like he was a president.
Here's exactly. Okay, great face reader. Do you know what happened just then? I want to know if you can guess my face.
You said, and you
FCW.
Go,
I thought it stood for something dirty. Like, I heard FC, and my brain went K. And then, they left a U out of it.
What?
It's a dirty word. But, you know.
You are a FC.
Okay. FCW, Floor Covered Weekly.
Yes. Additionally published an article highlighting the progress and expansion.
I feel like we should subscribe to the Floor FCW. Covered. Yeah. And read something from it every show.
FCWs.
Yeah. Here's one.
As the kids call it, since everybody's reading
this it. This year, linoleum's in.
According to the article, so this guy read the article.
Nice.
Who wrote this article. He read that article and wrote another article about that article.
This is like Inception for floors.
Dalton Wholesale Floors has used, according to the article, which was written by Janet Herlihy. Herlihy.
I love that name.
Herlihy. Her and he.
Is it H-E-Y or H-A-Y?
H-Y. There's no...
Oh. Herlihy. Herlihy.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Dalton Wholesale Floors has utilized an aggressive strategy for growth since Barry McIntyre and Todd Stevens bought the business in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
That is a direct quote from the article that Janet wrote and that Tyler read.
By God. That's great.
One of the key components of that... I'm keeping reading.
I'm not stopping you.
One of the key components of that strategy is the new 14,000 square foot showroom, which displays a variety of their products in the Adairsville flagship store.
Ooh.
The article notes that the company expansion continued by opening new Georgia locations in Ellijay in 2010, Jasper in 2012, and Dalton in 2016. They also acquired Kemp's Flooring in Huntsville, Alabama in 2016. I wonder what kind of flooring the showroom has. You ever wonder about that? Or in the square
feet? It seems like in the showroom.
Because it's 14,000 square feet.
That's a lot of feet.
What is that?
14,000,
three acres?
I don't know. I'm not good at this math.
How many feet are in an acre? It's 3,000 feet.
Aaron, you're supposed to know everything. Nope, he's shaking his head.
Aaron doesn't even know we're here right now.
He's like looking at the clock ready for this thing to be over with.
He's just always looking at his watch. In my mind, he's just like, hurry up.
I see him giggling every now and then.
Yeah, right. Here, so let me
read. I want to answer this question.
Done.
The showroom floor, you asked me like what it should look like.
I thought you were like moving on to another.
I can't leave this question unanswered. As a listener, I want to know John Rame's opinion on this. I feel like if it's in a showroom where we're showing off different types of flooring, it's kind of like a patchwork of different kind, like a big quilt.
Oh, so you think
each little section is a
different kind of
flooring.
Oh, maybe there's like hardwood in the hardwood section, linoleum in the kitchen section.
That's what I'm thinking.
Carpet in the lesbian section.
That's right. That's right. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Okay, continue, please.
You think it's a quilt patchwork floor.
Yeah.
That's the genre.
It's like that Dolly Parton song, My Coat of Many Colors. My floor of
many
colors.
That my mama made for me.
I was trying to put in Floor Culling Weekly in there.
FC Dubs.
Made for us.
We are having double-digit growth, especially in hard surface. McIntyre told the publication, and then he made a hard cock. No, I'm just kidding. That's not WPC, wood plastic composite or waterproof core. That's the abbreviation.
Now you're over my head. Now you're just
WPC is mentioned
off
a lot in FCWs. Is a booming area, along with LVP. What do you think that stands for?
LVP. Are they the East Coast family? Never missed a beat?
Luxury vinyl plank.
Oh, that's way
I mean.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like a hip-hop group from the 80s.
I know, LVP.
You know what LVP?
You know me. Yeah, you know me. So that, along with LVP and waterproof products overall, that's a growing business.
Wow, well, shout out to that company, $35
million. Yeah.
Is that the number I heard in that one year? Good job, guys.
I've thrown a lot of numbers your way.
You did.
So, FCWP shares the Dalton Wholesale Floors has been thriving, and according to real estate owned, a multi-e-commerce state, truehardwoods.com. Wow. Traditional retail sales and wholesale in a new commercial division. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Employs around 70 people. Last year was hectic, McIntyre said. We currently focused on the logistics between our 5 showrooms. We want to be more organized so that we can be more profitable. It sounds like McIntyre being a little greedy there.
Always improving.
So Dalton Wholesale Floor is named top 50 floor and retailer
straight
by floor.
Straight out of Calhoun, Georgia.
Yep. So that is the kind of that hard-hitting journalism that is happening in my hometown paper.
I love it. That was great.
Thanks.
Lots of floors.
Yeah, so many. All the floors. Just a lot of flooring.
We're at 45. Exactly.
Perfect.
And ladies and gentlemen, listen, there are many more reasons to keep listening to us other than this flooring business. We have lots of things to talk about.
Should we change to a flooring podcast?
Maybe. We'll just have to lay down on the floor. And we just always lay down like on the floor.
Yes.
Getting floored.
Getting floored. Okay, so upcoming.
We got this new segment we're going to do next time, maybe next time. It depends on our fancy. It's ladies' choice. Remember them?
Oh, remember them.
Remember them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be like, remember that one guy who did that one thing? What's he doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody so that was, you know, in something that we've maybe all seen or heard or listened to or read. And then what are they up to now?
What are they up to now?
Some deep investigating on Wikipedia for you guys.
Yes, we're going to be all over the dark web.
We're also going to, well, you and I are going to take a DNA test, but that might take a few weeks for the test results to come back.
Yes, we're going to do one of them. Is it 23andMe is one of them. There's another one called Ancestry.com. I think we might do Ancestry.com. Everyone's like obsessed with where they're from.
Yeah.
I didn't know or care about like where people would ask me where you're from. I go North Carolina. I didn't even care to dig past that.
Well, when you're white, you don't really dig.
That's exactly
much
why. It's like, oh, he's a white guy. That's it.
Yeah, you're white.
Yeah,
that's it.
So I'm not even 100% sure. Maybe we'll have you read my results.
Yes, I think we should Maury Povich it.
Yeah.
I think
do you want to make some guesses first, or we'll do that for the next episode?
I think you. Yes.
You want to guess where my people are from?
Well,
it's going to be Europe.
I would say there's got to be. Yeah, we both should have heritage there.
Yeah.
I mean, I just know what I've been told, but I would be interested to see if that's true.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we also got some celebrities calling in.
Celebritasses.
Celebritasses.
What's the plural of celebrities?
I think celebrities. I think we hit
right, the first time. And then
Brad Paisley's going to call in.
Yes.
We're going to have Michael Waltrip, NASCAR legend and funny dude, call in.
Yeah, we're going to try to have some people that...
My mama.
Yes, we're going to try to have your dad eat something and give us a food review of it.
I like that.
Or a book report.
I wonder if we should have him do it live, like on the phone call, like eat it right now, you know? Or, I don't know, we'll think about that. We're so over. They're at the door again. Hang on.
Hold on.
All right.
Yes.
Let's end this thing.
Get your flooring in a wad. Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all. It's been a pleasure. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home.